Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to Ole Art's Weekly Preview Podcast, brought to you by Sandstone Distillery, fine spirits expertly crafted in Washington State. I'm Christina Butcher, and today I'm giving you the inside scoop on what's happening in Thurston County starting this Veterans Day weekend. There's a lot to choose from this week, including a pretty cool lineup of literary events. But first, let me fill you in on what's happening in the world of music. You can take your pick of classical music with either the Emerald City Music's Darkness Visible performance at the Lagerquist Concert Hall in Tacoma, or the Olympia Chamber Orchestra's Autumnal Reflections at the Washington Center in Olympia. If you're a theater fan and you're feeling spontaneous, you can go watch 30 plays in 60 minutes at St. Martin's University. And yes, there are actually 30 plays, each 2 minutes long, so it's bound to be fun. You can also go see Cloud Nine, a play about identity, sexuality, and politics at the Mini Arts Center for the Arts. In the world of visual arts, you can attend an open house at watercolorist and oil painter Joanne Osmond's studio. Or, if you're looking for some interesting film, make sure to check out The Strange and Eerie All Freakin' Night presented by Olympia Film Society at Capitol Theater. The full cinematic lineup is online at olearts.com if you want to know which films are showcased this week. And if you've got time this weekend, and you're 21 years or older, Ole Arts recommends enjoying some delicious Sandstone Stone Carver whiskey. Award-winning and amazing. But remember to enjoy Sandstone spirits responsibly. Now, if books and words are your specialty, this is the week for you. You can get angsty at the Diary Disclosure No. 7 reading at Obsidian, watch collaborative public performances by the Heartsparkle Players at their Finding Our Voice event, which takes place at Traditions Cafe, or attend the Creating a Poetry Chatbook workshop with a wonderful Olympia poet, Patrick Dixon, at Olympia Center. And don't forget Story Ole either, the monthly storytelling slam held at Rhythm and Rye. This month's theme is the infamous Double Take. The Olympia Poetry Network is also holding their monthly reading at Traditions Cafe in Wold Folkart. For other events, we have two comedy shows this week, including a live stand-up performance at the Olympia Film Society and the Seattle International Comedy Competition at Washington Center. The Olympia Weavers Guild is holding their 33rd annual show and sale at the South Bay Fire Department. And last but certainly not least, there will be a dazzling live aerial performance by Sarah Sparrow called We Small. For continuing events, make sure you pop into the Tumwater High School to watch Shakespeare's romantic comedy, Twelfth Night, if you haven't already, or visit the Geraldine Ondrzejek Visual Arts Exhibit at Evergreen Gallery. And I know that was a lot of events, my friends, so for dates and showtimes of any of those, visit our webpage, www.olearts.com, and click on Weekend Preview. You can also browse other upcoming events on our online calendar, which is also available on our new, free Ole Arts app. And thanks again to Sandstone Distillery and Tonino for their sponsorship of the Ole Arts Weekly Podcast. Sandstone Distillery handcrafts each batch of spirits from Washington-grown grains, carefully fermented and artfully distilled at just the right moment to bring the finest of the spirit to your bottle, spirits worthy of the Sandstone tradition. So we'll see you next weekend for more from Sandstone Distillery and Ole Arts.